But first, to a Chicago suburb where a Chinese-American high school student was arrested last week. His crime? Writing a class paper. The violence in his story worried his teacher, who was no doubt thinking about Sung-Hui Cho, the college student who killed 32 people and himself at Virginia Tech. Jay Field of Chicago Public Radio reports.
The in-class writing assignment went like this. Write whatever comes into your mind. Do not judge or censor what you write. Alan Lee, an 18-year-old senior at Cary Grove High School near Chicago, turned in an essay filled with graphic images of sex and violence. It ridiculed his rookie teacher, saying, quote, "Don't be surprised at inspiring the first Cary Grove shooting." Jill Hawk, who runs the local school district, says Lee's teacher was disturbed after reading the essay, so the teacher called her department chair, who called the principal.
Each of our four high schools have a full-time officer from the local police department in place for exactly this type of purpose, to help us walk in between law enforcement's evaluation of a situation and educators' evaluation of a situation.
But it was late at night, so district officials went straight to the local authorities. The next morning, Alan Lee, a straight-A student planning to enroll in the Marines, was arrested on his way to school and charged with disorderly conduct. Dane Loizo is Lee's attorney.
I understand. We live in sensitive times, especially in light of Virginia Tech. Here, no one took the time to find out what Alan was thinking or to contact his parents. It was just, let's run directly to the police department, and now we have criminal charges.
Lee is now being tutored at an off-campus location, and the Marines, for now, have revoked his enlistment. The incident, occurring just a week after the Virginia Tech shootings, highlights the struggle schools face as they walk the line between taking threats seriously and overreacting to them. On a windy afternoon, Cary Grove students are heading for their cars after last period.
I think it was wrong that he was arrested.
Kelsey McGrath, a junior, is one of hundreds of Cary Grove students who've joined a group called Support Alan Lee on the internet networking site Facebook.
Everyone has the right to free speech, especially on that free writing assignment. I don't think a person's future should be ruined by an essay.
Lee's supporters, like McGrath, believe the school district overreacted by rushing to involve the police in the case. John J. Sloan, a criminologist at the University of Alabama, says it's a scenario he's seen play out before.
What happened at Virginia Tech, what happened at Columbine, there are other instances where there have been significant incidents of violence occurring on either college campuses or in high schools. They are so unusual as to be sort of the equivalent of, you know, you being hit by a meteor.
Nonetheless, Sloan says fear of the next horrific attack can lead policymakers to criminalize routine adolescent behavior.
We end up making policies that are based upon the extraordinary rather than the usual.
In Lee's case, there were none of the typical red flags suggesting violence. He was a good student, had friends, and hadn't been in trouble. Still, Superintendent Jill Hawk defends the district's handling of the case.
If any of us, including myself, are not touched and think differently about course of events based on Virginia Tech, I would really wonder about our conscience. A creative writing teacher saw an essay from that young man. And responded, how could we not consider what if?
Hawk says district officials want to understand what was going through Lee's mind before deciding whether to let him return to school. For his part, Lee has released notes to the media in an effort to explain his essay. In them, he writes, I have completed the military entry processing examinations, and yes, a psychiatric evaluation is included. If I'm qualified to defend the country, I believe I'm qualified to attend school. For NPR News, I'm Jay Field.